Hi and welcome. I am very happy today to welcome the illustrious and effervescent Brent Roberts, the number one realtor in the Fraser Valley. How are you doing, Brent?
I'm well, Ozzie. How about yourself?
We're doing well. I mean, it's funny, you know, when I look at all the videos out there, crash, bust, collapse, you know, and yet when I look at the sales in the Fraser Valley and the sales in Vancouver, we are about the same sales as we had last year and the same sales that we had the year before and the year before. I mean, we sold 660 houses in Vancouver this July, 680 last year, 670 year before. So for 4 years in a row, we're the same. It's only if you go back to 2020 and 2021, yes, we sold a heck of a lot more.
And well, and those were different markets, obviously, because of what was going on.
And there's no question, and we can show a slide in a minute as to how dramatic a decline it was, but not the last 4 years. What is this year so different that everybody's yelling from the rooftops? I mean, Toronto, yes, has a tough pre-sale market, but the regular market is actually up in sales by 12%. So, I mean, and when you look at the British Columbia Real Estate Association just came out this week and said that they are looking at a 2% decline this year and a 12% increase in sales next year. So, you know, so I don't know where the collapses all come from. What's happening in your area? You're in the trenches. What's going on?
Well, you know, the market is a little bit slower. It's definitely more of a buyer's market still, but there are buyers out there. You know, we're in the middle of 8 offers right now. You know, it's the buyers have a ceiling of what they will take and what they won't take, you know, and the buyers are, you know, thinking that the market's a little bit more depressed because they're reading and hearing everything you're talking about. So sometimes you're getting a resistance. And so some of these deals we're not putting together, but the people are trying. So it really depends on the owners and what kind of motivation they have. But there is a resistance. The buyers and sellers aren't on the same page right now because the sellers
but the buyers are sticking to it. The buyers
That's
are
right.
Ready. You know,
that's right.
To me, that's the old wisdom. I'm an old branch manager. Get it on paper. Once I have it on paper, things change. That, you know, over time, you know, the buyer maybe comes up a little, the seller comes down a little. And we do know a lot of sellers that have come down in price. And that's what we're going to talk about in our hot property section a little bit further on. But let's just take a brief look at exactly what has happened to us in the marketplace by looking at the numbers.
Soon as I
find the button. And so let me know on whether you can see this.
I can definitely see it, Ozzy.
So this is just showing the sort of a running total from July 30th, 2020 to July 30th, 2021. And you can see in Vancouver, we had 15,000 sales of houses. And this July, ending 2025, we only have 6,800. So clearly a dramatic decline. The condos went from 20,000 something to 12,000. But when you take a look at the prices, you look at the average price in 2021 was $1.8 million in Vancouver. And now it's still over $2 million. And the average price for a condo was $699, and now it's $788. It's down from last year. But when you take a look overall, it is not as dramatic as you might think. Now, if you look at the numbers in a different way, and that is, these are the absolute, or this, by the, sorry, this is the Fraser Valley.
Right.
Single family sales were 13, now close to 5. Condos were 67, now 39. So clearly there's a big downturn there, but not in the last 3 years. Look at them, they're all the same.
Well, that's right. And that was really the peak of the market almost at that time. So we're comparing to almost the biggest market we've ever had in the past. You know, and now we're more in a consistent market, like you're saying.
Yeah, and so when we take a look at the absolute highs that we reached, remember I wrote in my OzBuzz newsletter at ozbuzz.ca, ozbuzz.ca. We wrote in April of 2022 that we felt a high was in place. And so when you look at the March 2022 numbers versus today, we had 1,300 sales in Vancouver, now 665. We had 2,300 condos, now it's 1,100. And when you look in the Fraser Valley, there was 1,017 and 441. So you can see clearly the average price in the Fraser Valley was $1.9 million. And now it's $1.5 million. Well, at $1.5 million, I'm thinking we're coming back into buyer's territory. 1,000,005 is, maybe the average, but right back to 2018. Would I be right in saying that?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I think the number of 1,000,005, even though it's sitting there, I think that we're definitely seeing things that would have sold for quite a bit of money is still hovering. I haven't seen an average sale in a while right now. They're a little bit more, a little bit lower than that. But I have to tell you, that's when you and I always tell people, this is the time to buy. You don't buy it in the peak of the market when it was at the highest and you're bidding against 20 other people. You buy when nobody else is buying because this too will change. And so you've got a real interesting time. I mean, they're talking about interest rates dropping in September, and if that does, that should stir up a little bit more activity, depending if they go a half point or a quarter point. But, this is a really interesting time to buy. And that's why we're seeing so many offers right now. People are trying.
Well, and you look today in the United States, the chairman announced that they're very likely going to reduce the rate in the States, and the stock market went nuts and everybody went crazy. But if we
Exactly.
just compare our months of July to 2024, July 23 and 22, and so there was 661, then 692, then 684, then 631, and then again in 2021 is where the big difference was. But really, for 4 years, we were hovering within 20 units, and this year everybody's screaming blue murder. We're talking, yes, it's a tougher condo market in Toronto and it's a tougher pre-sale market. But I tell you, even on the pre-sale side, August usually is an anemic month, anyways. And the developers are dusting off their plans for September because they're still, if they want to get into the ground, they need to have the sales. And so you can see also on the pre-sale side, there probably are some deals out there. But overall, sales are down 5% on a month in the condo sector, 4%. And when you take a look at the new listings in Vancouver, they're actually down 2%. A few months ago, we were at a 40% higher. And the active listings are up 14%. I mean, Calgary is up 66% in the active listings. We are at 14, and in the condos, 10. And we look at the Fraser Valley again. The active listings are up 11, new listings are upstream. It's almost meaningless in a statistical sense. So the point I'm trying to make, these numbers tell us that we may very well come out of this crazy world. And you and I have been there. How many downturns have we gone through?
Well, I've gone through a lot, and just let me add to what you're saying is that so we were looking at a category yesterday in White Rock, and in that price range, in April when the market was busier, there were 60 active listings and very little attention, very, very few sales. And now there's only 44 listings, and it's not because they didn't sell; it's they've taken it off the market. And historically, as you and I know, because we've both been in the real estate industry for so long, the summertime in British Columbia is a slower marketplace. I mean, people here in British Columbia take time off. The realtors take time off, and so do the sellers and buyers, because it's the summertime, and they know how to enjoy British Columbia. We live in a beautiful country, and so they're taking time off. I always say, by September 15th, and if you're out buying a house right now, you're serious, because usually, you're feeling guilty. Oh, I didn't take the kids on holidays, and school's almost starting. So usually by September 15th, the market starts getting a little bit more active again, and more buyers out there again.
Well, we have a buyer's market, and as far as I'm concerned, that is the ocean coming in. It's a seller's market, and then going out, it's a buyer's market. The difference is that when we're on the way up, we are so motivated psychologically. We rush in, and we beat each other with a stick, and we pay much too much for the house. And we know while we're doing it that we're doing it. But on the buyer's market, when we have the same country, the same crazy Vancouver that's covered by a border on one side, the mountains on the other, and the ocean, so you go to Calgary, you can expand into 100 kilometers all around it, easy, not here. So we
Yes.
have a pressure always on the marketplace. And so for us to be really down and talk about tariffs and this and all these things going on, we've been there before. I mean, whether it was 1990 or 1996 when we had 13.5% interest rates. By the way, I just got to talk about this. Do you know that I have just seen a mortgage at 3.65% 3-year fixed and a
Nice.
3.92 fixed 5-year term? Hey, this is really dramatic. Now,
That's good rates.
if you just had your TV repossessed and your credit rating stinks, then you don't get the best rate. But let's say the worst that I'm seeing right now are just over 4.4. This historically, and you and I talked about this before, historically is a great rate. And everybody's saying you should go short, the interest rates are going to go down. I'm saying this, we don't know what's going to happen. This is a crazy world.
Well,
And the
exactly.
United States, the inflation is really coming in strong. And as I've written in my newsletter many, many times, the more worrisome aspect is maybe in Canada that we may have more unemployment. People that are unemployed can't pay for a mortgage. But overall, I'd rather sleep at under 4% for 3 or 5 years than worrying about what the rate is going to do.
Well, you're right
Having
about that. Go ahead, Ozzy. Sorry.
no, having I'm just saying, having said that, we have to deal in the market that we're in, and we do have, no question about it, some really, really special deals out there. Why don't you share with us some what you
Well,
consider to be hot?
sounds good. I will. So just like you said, what kind of markets have we seen? How many recessions have we seen? How many falls have we seen? 1989 was booming. 1990 was a recession, right? 1994 was booming. 1995 was bad. 2008 was, 2006, 7 was booming. 2008, all of these slowdowns lasted about a year. So I mean, and the people that bought in that time, if you bought in 1990, if you bought in 1994, if you are 95, if you bought in 2009, 10, there were some really good opportunities. And we said, you and I chatted last time, we said it's interesting. In a seller's market, there are no sellers, and that's why you're getting 5 or 10 offers. And in a buyer's market, there are no buyers, and that's why the prices seem to come down a little bit. If you've got a buyer, you have to look at them and take them seriously. So, there's that really fine time. Maybe it's a year, maybe, for what period of time it is. Like you said, the interest rates are good. The government's going to need to lower them. Trump wants to lower them. Our government is talking about lowering them. So there's some pressure for downward, and making things more affordable, I think, for sure. So right now, talking about good deals, we've got a phenomenal deal, the last sale in the complex. It's a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom condo over almost 1,000 square feet. I think it's just over 1,000 square feet. And we've got it listed at $499,900, $499,880. The last sale in there was $600,000. There's a special assessment which the owner pays for. So it'll be, there was a fire in the building recently, but there's a special assessment, and the customer pays for it out of the $500,000. This is probably one of the best opportunities I've seen in a long time. It's a
That's
fantastic opportunity.
in Guildford, the
It's in
area.
Guildford, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good
You
area.
know, really good area, really good building, actually. But it's got some challenges, but they've now decided on fixing them, and they've got the price, and she's paying for it, so it's wonderful. The last sale, like I said, was 600,000, and I think they paid about $20,000, thinking the assessment was 20,000. Our assessment is 61,000, and she's paying that out of the 499. So
Okay.
great opportunity.
What
We've
about
got
a
a
single family home or a
single
house?
family home. We've got a really good opportunity right now. It's a newer home. It's a little bit of a peculiar location and everything else. If I was an investor, it's fantastic. The homeowner has lived in it. There's two suites in the basement, and it's $1,188,000. So that's fantastic. And there's still room, like they're still negotiated. They're still flexible a little bit. They'd like to move. They're just downsizing and getting something a little bit more affordable, a single family instead. But this has two suites. It's not an old house. It's more, like it's not built in 1950 something, and a good opportunity. The numbers make sense in this kind of opportunity.
Well, yeah, now we've run across a couple of the pre-sales that are close to closing. There's one that was on at 600,000. A fellow will take 540, so he probably put into it about 120, and so he's walking away from 60,000. And there's several such deals around. If you're in the market and you realize that nobody is going to build for a while, or very few compared to in the past, and maybe 2 or 3 years from now, and some of those pre-sales come due, you have no competition. So it might turn out to be a deal. The big thing is you've got to go out there, get a professional realtor, get a professional mortgage broker. Not all mortgage brokers are the same. A lot of mortgage brokers don't even have access to some of the banks or some of the maybe the best deals that you can get on interest rates. So as a
Right.
buyer, this is I still maintain this is your market, regardless of what's going to happen.
Well, you're right, Ozzy. Like these pre-sales when everybody bought them and they were 2 or 3 year old prices. And because, a lot of people bought them thinking that they would flip them or they would Airbnb them. And some of those opportunities are gone. So when an owner says, hey, I'll take less than my deposit, there's an opportunity. So if it was a good deal at 100%, it's a heck of a better deal at 90%. So if you're getting part of the down payment, if you're a buyer right now, a first-time buyer, and you're trying to save 10%, and the owner gives you 10%, what the heck? You should be buying a place, right? You just bought a place. So instead of waiting 2 or 3 years for you to collect the deposit that you would save over that period of time, you're gifted that money basically. And now all you have to do is qualify and take the property over.
The big thing is I'm talking also primarily to an owner that wants to be an owner and move in. It's not
Exactly.
an investor that can look after themselves, but the
That's right.
owner or the young couple that really wanted to buy, they like Vancouver, they like the building to be close to for the kids, and they want to have, instead of paying $2,300 rent, I can now maybe with a minimal down payment pay about the same or less. In quite a few cases, you pay less than what you would pay in rent in a mortgage, and then you don't care because up or down doesn't matter. In 5 years' time, you've reduced your mortgage by 30% or so, and you have created more equity. And this is the time to take a look at it. I'm not saying this is the best time in the world. You're gonna,
No, of course, of course.
but this is a good time for somebody that's in the. I've seen deals. I'm not sure whether we talked about this before, but when you create a good builder, you gotta have a good builder. Look,
Right.
Aquilini's are offering 30% discount on the development they have in Saracen, and they have another one. And I have no interest in the Aquilini's. I'm just saying it's a
Right.
good name, good name.
Good
And
builders.
they're offering 20% off on some of their North Vancouver deals. Well, hey, we've seen some buildings in Surrey dropping the price. And the funny thing is, we have a comparison. In 2008, one of the biggest marketers in Vancouver dropped all of their developments by 25%. This was
Exactly.
about March, I believe, of 2008. Don't hold me to the exact time, but we thought, like you just said, it would take a year or 18 months to get out of the downturn. Well, by September, I met the same guy again, 7 months or so later. And he says, you wouldn't believe it, all the builders are mad at me for making them drop their price because the market had changed on a button. And it was the end
Literally.
of the world. Look, I wrote a book which I published, it's called Real Estate in Canada. I published that in 2009. So 1 year out of the Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers
Right.
debacle. And in it, I wrote always the same thing. We live in the world's most unreported inflation of any time. By the way, that's on page 15 for those of you that are nitpicking on what I said. And I also pointed out that this was probably a low in the market and it was a good time to buy. And guess what? The average price was just under $1 million in Vancouver. And today, as you just saw, it's still over $2 million. So had you just not listened to all the noise and gone in the marketplace and acted on your convictions about being in the place of the world to be, you would have done outperformed almost any other development because you made that extra $1 million maybe on a down payment of 100,000.
You're absolutely right. And timing's, like the faster when I buy a property, for example, a homeowner, and if I'm getting 10% gifted to me or whatever the case is. And again, like you said, and I agree, who knows if this is exactly the best time, but you cut your own deals when you write the offer. But what happens is that if you go out there and the developers aren't building right now, the developers are dropping the prices. And again, as realtors, we can go in there and write a good opportunity, a good deal for them because we can go in there, know what the developers are doing with other people. You go in there as a person, they may not necessarily tell you fall in love with it and they see that you're falling in love with it. The prices change sometimes, right? There's the set price and sometimes we can get a better opportunity. But the point is the developers aren't building right now. They've already built. If they're in a high rise, they've already built. If they're doing a townhouse complex and they've built 6 units, they may do the next phase after they've sold 4 or 5 of these units, right? They can phase it. But when you built a 30-story building, you can't just put the roof on floor 12. So these guys
Yeah.
are committed, right? Now, if you're in Dubai, you can raise the roof after if somebody challenges you on the world's tallest building. But of course, you know what happens is that there's no development going on. People aren't breaking ground. The pre-sales are drying up. So people aren't going to do. So we're going to have a shortage, like you're talking about. We're going to have a shortage of product in a few years. So as we do have a shortage of product, then prices will go up, obviously. So there's a good opportunity. And today you might be paying less. I mean, sorry. You'll be paying more typically to buy a property than you would if you're renting, okay? But you only pay for 25 years. If you're a tenant, you pay for until you don't until you're not paying for rent anymore. I mean, until you die, I guess. So paying for 25 years is still cheaper than renting for 50.
Yeah, I just published the last AusBuzz newsletter. By the way, the newsletter, it's free. We have now taken a huge surge in subscribers. We're now hitting 38,000
That's fantastic.
subscribers. Now you get, if you put the email on the website ausbuzz.ca, then the moment we write it, you get it. But this latest one is not on air online yet because we usually reward those that give us the email. We reward them by, they get it right away. The rest, everybody gets it eventually. So 10 years, 10 days from then, which would be probably this coming weekend, it'll be
Nice.
online. But the idea is that we look at the numbers with a different eye. And yes, we have a clear bias towards real estate. We have always been for real estate. I can't remember a time that I have not been for real estate. And we have seen some tough times before. I talked about before that the US closed 1,000 banks in 1990. I mean, think about it. I mean, talk about troubles. And there's always troubles. And every time there are the people out there saying, this is it, it's the end of the world, it's over. And each one that instead listened and said, you know what, hard assets are going to increase in direct proportion to how much money we are printing. And we are having the mother of all money printing going on right now worldwide. We'll never pay it back, ever. It
Never,
only
never.
comes back through hard asset increases. We see that in gold, we see that in silver, we see that in real estate. So thank you very much, Brent. Do you have any final words for our listeners?
Well, I agree with you. You know, there's been tough times, and you and I've sat so many times, and you've showed us graphs about where real estate was. And I mean, like you say, like your book says, forget about location, location, location. It's timing, timing, timing. This is a wonderful time if you're a buyer to go in there and cut your best deal possible, and make your best terms. There's some really good opportunities in the marketplace, and it's good to see the buyers coming back in the marketplace.
And so, to those of us that are listening on podcast, you can reach Brent at 604-220-0000. So, can't forget that number, 220-000. And also, below, we have an email address for him. Give him a call and let him show you his latest hot property. Thanks a lot,
Thanks,
Brent.
Andre.
And thanks for watching. A click on the subscribe button, click on the like button, make the algorithms happy. Take care. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ozzy.